The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
DM and DM, if you want to get back at Doc, ask him to spell any of those words. Nope.
The Twitter.
Nope, ain't happening.
The What I Learned Twitter hashtag is just, it's like,
all
it's like
of
a spelling bee. It's like 50,000 words. Have him say mannequin. Have him say quasar. Have him say
quasar.
Pterodactyl. The sound here, pterodactyl.
And
this one, I might not even know. I think the CH is sound of a C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C. Is that thonic?
I'm going to have to see it. What is it? Where is it?
The C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C is thonic? Is that thonic?
I don't know what that is.
I think the C-H is, yeah, C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C.
Everyone knows how smart Keith is.
I'm doing math over here. What?
It looks like it's hard for me to see,
how do you pronounce this word? C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C. Is that thonic?
I would like to buy a vowel.
I know. There seems like you're missing a vowel up front there.
That's like
somewhere.
A Trump. Is that a Trump tweet there?
Yes. Covfefe.
Larky Farkin.
Covfefe. I don't know what that one is.
Anti-de-establishmentarianism.
We mentioned that one. We already had that one.
Muskatutuk? What is that? M-U-S-K-A-T-U-C.
English is actually my wife's second language as well. Although she came to America when she was 5 and she doesn't have an accent.
There's still some words that...
Right, and she actually thinks in English or thinks in Korean, where Chris told you he learned English later. Everything in English he does, he still translates constantly. So there's that she made that cut up. But there's a couple of phrases or concepts she gets wrong. Most words she's fine, but one word she has trouble pronouncing, and it's pronunciation.
Wait, that's the word?
That's the word.
She has pronunciation.
Because
she what does she say?
She can say pronounce, but when she goes to say pronunciation, she wants to say pronunciation, which makes sense. You can understand
why it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you follow like the
oh, yeah.
Logic.
And she's like, you don't understand how difficult English is when you're trying to, because it doesn't make sense. I was like, yeah, I'll give you that. Okay.
It's difficult for me, and I was born here.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. I'm like, okay, you speak two languages. I speak half a language.
You know how bad Chris is with words?
Right.
I'm that way with numbers. Math is just...
Are you dyslexic?
I'm not dyslexic, but maybe...
Chris, can you say dyslexic?
Dyslexic. He said dyslexic.
No, so that's a no
dyslexic.
Then.
Dyslexic. Yeah,
sorry.
Is there a dyslexia for math?
Actually, for there is. I don't know if it's the same thing, but it's in the same vein.
I definitely get... the gears in my brain start.
No, that's a form of it where it's certain things they just kind of meld together.
Some people,
I'll do that. I'm actually pretty good at with numbers. I can put them together. But if there's a lot of numbers thrown in there and I'm trying to do it quickly, or if I'm on the air trying to do it and there's a little bit of a panic, then it just all falls apart.
Some people's brains actually see numbers in colors.
That's really
weird.
Cool.
And they're the same across
sounds,
the board.
And sounds, too. They'll hear sounds will remind them of... Remember, I think we had talked about some
talked
of that.
About this, yeah,
I think that would be fascinating. And certain things taste a certain way. Certain colors taste or words. Like,
so there's like an olfactory thing.
It's a crossing of your senses, and it's rare, but some people have it. Where like the word
yellow will taste like something?
Yeah, yellow will taste like coconut. That's or the word Sasquatch will taste like strawberries. Or the number 800 would taste like blueberries or something. And what it is, and it has to do with your senses having kind of a, like a crossover. Usually the people who have it are pretty smart. They say it's usually
above average intelligence.
Get it. And it actually helps them in ways. Sometimes it could drive them crazy. There was we did a story on it about a year ago where a guy, it's words. Whenever he hears or sees a word, so all day long, it's like all words. So as he's reading a book, the book can be like Harry Potter, and it's like chocolate, kumquats, steak, mashed potatoes, ham, like everything. He's tasting that as he's just reading.
Oh, so he reads the word and he actually tastes it?
Right.
Kill me.
So he's tasting that the whole time. He's like, and Harry went into the sorcerer's cavern or whatever, and he's like, mashed potatoes, steak. I mean, it's just, but the thing is, a lot of those foods he doesn't like.
Right.
So he has friends that know what those
mess with him.
Right. And they're just like, they're like, cavern. He's like, come on, guys. I hate fish.
That is bizarre. Right.
What's the word for what makes you taste tripe?
Yeah, I would be completely doing that. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Battery.
That's just mean.
Like puking, yeah.
That's mean.
But wouldn't it be cool with the colors thing to see it like that? I don't have it like that, but certain numbers I see should be like a color if I were to like paint them on a sign or something. It's not quite the same, but there's certain things I just
certain
kind
numbers
of identify.
Correlate to a color.
Right, and
for
I
you.
Think some of it's like learned behavior, though. It's different. Like the number 8 should be black, and I think it's because of 8-ball or, you know,
okay.
The
eight
pool,
yeah,
something like
pool.
That.
Yeah.
There's just certain things, but I think that's more just learned. We expect certain things. So,
like anyway. Conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Let's get to the headlines.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Scoured.
Keatson.
So I was over here doing some math.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And you tasted a meat casserole.
That's not accurate. But I finally got my total here since Ramadan. Okay, we're up to 531 deaths. So
531?
Mm-hmm. Only 120 since London. But 531 if we're going back to, what's the day, May 27th?
May 27th is the first day this year.
Wow, because we'd had like, well, that one attack was up to 150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And then a couple in Baghdad.
And then you had the Coptic Christians.
Oh,
the bus.
I forgot about the Coptic Christians on the bus.
I don't think that was before Ramadan, I think.
So,
and then you have the breaking news from today from Iran saying that you had two suicide bombers.
We've already played the game, Chris.
I was going to say, is bombers in the list
normal
here?
Now.
ISIS has claimed responsibility, and they attacked the Iranian parliament building.
Mm.
Yeah.
They put off a bomb there, so yeah, this just continues. This is horrible.
Happy Ramadan, everyone. I'm a helper.
It's funny that even Iran's not safe. The guys who fund terrorism.
I know. They're like, you know, when it's near us, this is a problem.
Right. I love that we are funding terrorism. Wait,
what do you got for me?
Well, what I've got here in my soft, supple hands are the new numbers on procrastination.
Oh, you got the update.
Yeah. You want me to get to those?
No, what we'll do, let's just do them after you do the headlines.
Are you sure? Because it's right there.
I'll get to them after we got headlines.
I know,
we're in the middle
of
this.
It's in your hands.
Headlines are at this time. We'll do them right after.
When have you read a story that is from my stack, sir?
Well, or you could get to them after headlines. Same right after headlines.
I mean, I want
to
be a part, you know? All right, so this next story, we got another peacock in the news, okay? Here we go. This one out of Los Angeles, where a peacock entered a liquor store and went on a bender.
Mm-hmm.
So, What'd he get?
Well, let's see.
A Boone's Farm or something like that?
Ended up,
a classy peacock?
Well, he went crazy. They said he was trying to find a way out. I am of the opinion he was really upset because I've been there. When they don't carry the Sky Infusion Texas Grapefruit Vodka.
That's frustrating.
That's
And then, wait a minute. Find your way out. That's like something you tell your spouse or the cops. No. I was trying to find my way out. Yeah, that's an excuse that the peacock tried to offer.
He was probably upset that he has a peahen at home that won't swallow his tears.
You don't understand. That's right, because that's how you get impregnated, we learned earlier in the week.
He knocked down $500 worth of wine and champagne. So he could face a big fine, $1,000 and 6 months of jail time.
Probably worth it for him.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter. Oh, you got to love this. Sean King, he's leading the charge of a boycott against the NFL. Because
this story's at The Blaze, too, by the way. Go to theblaze.com.
Two pro-Trump, two anti-black. Quote, I won't...
Hold the flag in the play.
Very appropriate.
The NFL is not black enough. It's anti-black.
That's
the NFL
exactly right.
That is like 97% black.
And the NFL that requires each team interview a minority candidate whenever they have a head coaching vacancy. That NFL
is anti-black.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not talking about the race.
Maybe he sees colors and numbers, and he's not. We're not understanding what he's saying. Basically.
Oh, Sean King! If we didn't already know that you're a knucklehead, well, congratulations! You just proved it yet again today.
Mm.
What would make it more black for him? But what would do it?
All of them?
Everybody?
The commentators, the attendees,
the fans.
I mean, you've got like six people left.
He's upset that there aren't enough black quarterbacks and that Colin Kaepernick isn't getting a job.
This is a Colin Kaepernick thing. That's all this is. Please.
If he wants him to get a job, he should hire him.
A Michigan judge ruled last week that a plaintiff who complained about a transgender person using Planet Fitness's women's locker room, she's been ruled against. So in other words, if I've confused you yet, back in January of 2015, Yvette Corimer joined a Planet Fitness in Midland, Michigan. And about a month after she joined, she saw a transgender woman in the ladies' locker room. She said, "I was stunned and I was shocked."
So I remember this. So she complained to the manager.
And they kicked her out.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge said, well, what was she? What was she in trouble for?
The lady? She just wanted Planet Fitness to stop allowing transgenders in the women's locker room.
And the judge said, sorry.
The judge is on the side of Planet Fitness.
So I wonder, which I was on the side of Planet Fitness in that you're a private business, you can do what you want.
Right.
And I'm serious, you ought to be able to do what you want, discriminate or not. But by the way, this is not the biggest failure of Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness, ridiculous company. From what I've heard from people that go there, I'm like, wait, they do what? It's just, you're not allowed to grunt. Did you know they have anti-grunting?
No,
so if you're lifting weights, you're not allowed to go. Ugh!
Oh, that's not going to be a problem for me.
They do that.
I'm not picking up anything.
Anything right? I think they give you on Fridays. They give you free pizza or donuts. I'm not kidding.
They're just trying to stay in business. That's actually smart.
Very smart.
And I was just like, okay, there's so many failures. Whatever.
That's like offering suckers at the dentist on your way out.
That's right. Here you go, kids. Wow. Coat your teeth with sugar on the way out.
Good.
Okay, so I stand with the woman who objected to the transgender bathroom. Okay, you should have some rights as a non-transgender person.
Right.
But I stand with the judge in saying that the business can be as wrong as they want. And if the lady doesn't like it, she should not go to another place.
Chris, do we know, was this lady trying to get her membership fee back? Do we know any more details?
That's probably what it was based on.
She did not want to train.
Now, I think the company should give her money back. Okay, we're done and here's your money back and move on. I mean, for the time she didn't use. You know, so 6 months left, prorate, done.
Right. Now,
can you say transgender?
Transgender.
Okay, good deal.
Wait, what is this percentage up to now?
That might be a little higher.
44.25.
Can you say tranny?
Tranny.
He, she?
He, she.
Girly man?
Girly man.
Okay, he's got a lot of those when it comes to the tranny stuff.
He can repeat what you say. Wait, he's got to be able to read off.
Are you saying this because I'm wearing my pink shirt today?
No.
That's very
sorry.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, one more headline. What else you got?
Well, there's a menace on the loose, guys. But
is his name Dennis?
His name's Jeffy.
Where's my rim shot when we need it? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so it's on the loose in kitchens everywhere. Doctors in Britain, however, are on the case. Have you ever heard of avocado hand? Please tell me you haven't done this story.
Oh, my gosh. No, we haven't, but I know. Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. The serious stab and slash wounds are resulting from failed attempts at penetrating the tough skin of avocados and the slippery conditions around the pit.
So people are trying to cut avocados and they're cutting their hand.
But there's a solution.
This is the story. Yeah. Ready? What's the solution? According to doctors.
Doctors want them to put a safety warning sticker on all of the avocados that you buy in the store.
Cal, you're a big avocado fan. You cut a lot of them because you're a guacamole expert. What do you got? Good idea, bad idea?
It's really simple, really. You just cut it open and then...
No, but warning labels for people who don't, because then they'll see the label.
You don't want to get avocado hand,
right?
Man. I mean, come on.
I mean, I would normally say, no, that's ridiculous, but in today's day and age, yeah, I think there's enough morons out there that need this, so...
But would they actually see...
You're moronic
to do this. You're seeing the label. Are you actually going to go, hold on, maybe I shouldn't
be so reckless with the
knife and the avocado?
This is Britain. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
Oh, they'll have it over there by the time we finish the program. In fact, they're putting them up right now, sticking them on. Go to market with it.
New avocado labels.
I guarantee you they're gonna put them on here eventually. This will be whatever. And we know how well labels, we got the wacky warning label coming up in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We know how well it's worked for everything else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All it's going to do is open up for future lawsuits for avocado growers.
So when we come back, though, we're going to do these new numbers on procrastination.
New numbers on procrastination.
Awesome.
We'll get to them. Can't do
all
them
right.
now. We'll get to them
get
coming
it,
up
comes.
On this, The Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Don't forget about the Hear Me Out app. If you download the Hear Me Out app, you'll be able to send us audio, what I learned today. It's just Hear Me Out, and Twitter, I think you can find them.
Hear Me Out app.
Hear Me Out app. It's a pretty cool feature. You use it for a lot of stuff, but we use it on this program so you can send audio, what I learned today. And now you have a chance to earn $200.
Yes, you can. The Morning Blaze is partnering with Hear Me Out because we are calling out the rappers. All the rappers out there that think got the best lyrics, best rhymes, best flow, become the rap king slash queen of Hear Me Out, and you can win up to $200 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is record your best rapping beats, use the hashtag Hear Me Rap, and share it on social media.
You know, I don't want to stereotype, but I'm not sure that's right in the wheelhouse of our demographic.
It is.
Why would you say that?
It is.
I'm just saying I don't.
We're very hip. I don't know
if
you know this.
We are very, not only hip.
So you're telling me a large portion of our audience is aspiring rappers?
Okay. Yes, they are. But here's the thing. When Hear Me Out contacted me about this, I was like, yes, we can partner up with you guys. I think we could create some good satirical raps.
Oh, satirical. Now you got me. Okay, that makes sense.
You
got
to give me a minute.
Okay.
I got to read the official.
Oh, okay,
and
gotcha.
This is the disclaimer.
All right.
For the Morning Blaze, I challenge you guys to do some satirical raps.
So get them in right away, and it's...
The contest ends on the 25th.
Oh, okay. So we got a little bit of time.
We got a little bit of time, but use the hashtag Hear Me Rap on the app, and of course share on social media, and $200 on Amazon gift
solid.
Card.
It'll be fun too.
It'll be fun, yes.
So we'll share some of them as well. So if they just send them via Hear Me Out.
Yep, and we use the hashtag Hear Me Rap. We'll listen to them, and of course,
when you gotta record their own rap.
Yep.
Via Hear Me Out.
Via Hear Me Out. And then share it.
Yeah, share it.
Use the hashtag Hear Me Rap.
Okay, that's cool too.
We can do one later.
No, we can't. You guys can. I cannot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he
can. Can you be the beatboxer?
No, I can't. Oh. I got nothing. I have no skills. None. Zero skills.
But you work in radio.
I know.
Well, that has nothing to do with rap music.
Well, it's music.
Yeah, I have no musical skills whatsoever. Have you heard me say?
I haven't.
Have you heard
then
this?
Then you got off easy.
Been not listening the past, 6 months we've been here?
By the way, Anthem Health Insurance.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just said that they will drop out of Ohio's Obamacare market.
Of course they are.
They're dropping out. Significance is that will leave 18 of Ohio's counties without any healthcare plan.
Wow.
18 without any.
And no alternative? So no other alternative for healthcare coverage?
Yeah, they're the only insurer selling Obamacare plans throughout the entire state this year.
Wow.
More than 10,000 Anthem customers may have no option. That would be 18 counties. They open the door to leaving other states next year as well, but 18. So bad enough to say, wow, 18 counties. Ohio has 88 counties. That means 20%
of the counties have no health insurance.
Will have, if they, looks like they're going through with this, will have no options in the Obamacare market.
Well, didn't we all predict this? And a lot of insurance companies have been saying we're going to have to drop out. Like Florida only has two.
Right. So remember, what was the argument for? Oh, and by the way, the American Health Care Act that Trump's people and supported and whatever and the Republicans are behind is a failure, too.
Yeah, it's not any better.
But Obamacare, what? How did they sell it to us? Why did we even discuss health care?
Because 20% of the country was uninsured.
Well, it's not 20%. It's actually a pretty small. It was 18 million. Is that what it was? 20 million, something like that. It was
of Americans were not insured.
Did not have health insurance. Mm-hmm. Some of those were because they had pre-existing conditions. Some were
couldn't afford it.
And health insurance. So, number one, not everybody had it. Number two, not everybody could afford it because health insurance rates keep going up.
Right.
Health insurance rates keep going up. The insurance, not even the health care.
Not the cost.
Although the cost did somewhat as well. And they said, we got to get a handle on this. It's just growing too fast, which it was getting more and more expensive. But remember, it was never actual competition and free market in the last 30 whatever years in health insurance. It wasn't. Because of government rules and regulations and restrictions, it wasn't free market, which is the ultimate solution to this. So they pushed Obamacare because of that. And what has happened? The rates have still continued to go
skyrocket.
Up.
Skyrocket.
And people are losing their insurance.
Right.
Now, they can argue that the rate of growth in the rates slowed. Maybe they're right, maybe they're not. But the fact that people are actually losing their health care plan now, that these companies are absolutely pulling out, shows you Obamacare was a failure. Yep. The American Health Care Act is a lesser failure. The solution?
Free market.
Competition and free market.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The Free Speech Institute, which I think is part of, might be Columbia University, but regardless, they sent, again, this is the Free Speech Institute, sent Trump a letter demanding that he unblock Twitter users, because he has blocked some, demanding that he unblock them on the grounds of free speech, and as president, by blocking them, he may be violating their First Amendment
rights.
Which
account?
Well, and this is part of the debate. They say the debate back and forth because he has his POTUS account.
Yeah.
And then he has Real Donald Trump account, yeah. Which is his personal one before he became president. He operates both of them. Potentially, some argue both of them could be a violation of people's free speech if he blocks them. Some argue that maybe only the POTUS account.
Okay. So just because he's president, he doesn't have the right to not
to block
listen
people.
To people?
Now, and it's funny.
Does he lose his personal... freedom rights? And
right. This is what's interesting. So I'd love to hear people's take on this. This is, by the way, going to be an argument that will be ongoing for the next 20 years, maybe longer, because it's not just Twitter. It would be other social media accounts. How those blocks work on those individual accounts, like if you block somebody from your Facebook page or whatever right. It is, how those work, and then how they're applied to the president or members of Congress or whatever. Would you see blocking somebody on Twitter a potential violation of their First Amendment rights?
No.
Okay. At first, you're like, yeah, what are you talking about? Block that. But Chris brought up a good point. If it's the POTUS account, when you block somebody on Twitter, you're blocking them from seeing your tweets. Now, you could likely go and get every tweet he has from somebody else. Somebody. But it's not quite the same. You would be denying a citizen their right to see his...
POTUS account.
POTUS one is a public account.
It becomes a government. It's a government Twitter account.
Right.
And it's archived with the White House and the government. And it has the same procedures and security than a normal government account does. I think if you're blocking out of that one, you're doing it completely wrong.
Okay, but here's the next part of it. You're right. So then there's the debate. You wouldn't be able to see what he's tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if it was an account, Chris, where... you could see what he was tweeting, but you were blocked from commenting, that type of thing.
Still.
The same thing.
Same deal. You should not be doing that because I should be able to question you.
Okay. I'm not sure not being able to see what a president tweets is a First Amendment.
Why?
Do you have the First Amendment right to hear somebody?
No.
You have the First Amendment right to speak.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying there?
But the two are kind of correlated.
They are, but this is why this is so nuanced. And we have all these social media accounts, right? And they're only going to grow. So not being able to now respond to Trump.
That is,
would
I
that
think,
be a First Amendment challenge?
You impeding me to comment.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Can the president block postage coming to the White House?
Oh, well, yeah.
Does he have to open letters?
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't have to even listen to me.
He doesn't have to listen to you. Oh, you see
crap.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Wow.
But if it's on Twitter, he is blocking you from speaking in that forum.
Only to him.
But
though.
Only to him.
Yes.
Now, if he as president said, I'm blocking you from all Twitter activity.
Now, that
definitely
is, a problem.
Is.
Yes.
But is it if it's a private company?
Oh.
You see what
Can
I'm
you
saying?
Can you stop that?
This is really, I have to rule on the side of, no, this is not violating somebody's free speech because it is a private social media group. That's ultimately what I come down to. And first of all, Twitter can just kick you off.
Well, that is true. They got their right to. But another thing, too, when you
block
somebody.
And as long as you can have an account on Twitter and comment out there, and you can still tweet at Trump.
That's what I'm saying. You can still tweet at him. He won't see it.
Exactly. And that's the bigger issue. It's not the issue of you being able to read his stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, do you think he's really reading your tweets?
No.
He has 33.
He doesn't even read his, Kefefe.
Yeah. He has 33 million followers.
He reads all of them. They're all tremendous. That's the reason he's up so late. Tremendous, tremendous.
I reply every
so,
single
So, no,
person.
I think more of this is just trying to give him the business.
Yeah.
You don't have a right to be heard. You have a right to speak.
Yes.
And I think that's what it comes down to, number one. Number two, that Twitter is a private company. And they could ban everything. They could ban Trump. They could control that, right?
Imagine that. The chaos it will happen.
They would like to. They're progressives. They run Twitter.
Yeah, but isn't Trump keeping Twitter alive?
He's giving them more attention than they've gotten anywhere else.
Because I mean, everything on the news.
Because everyone
tweet,
has to
Trump
go there.
Trump tweet.
Right. He's not Facebooking like this. He's
definitely
tweeting.
Helping.
Right. And by the way, if you want to know what Trump is working on and what he's thinking,
go to his Twitter.
He communicates on Twitter. I mean, it's become a press conference.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
in the day, it was the bully pulpit or whistle stops in the back of trains talking to the people, whether campaigning
extra,
or as
extra.
President.
Read all
right.
about
then
it.
Then it became newspapers and op-eds and television interviews and radio interviews and all of this. Now, one of the things he does, and he took what Obama did by organizing people and getting younger people to social media him into the White House. Trump communicates as president. I mean, back in the day, Reagan, they gave the weekly radio address, which Trump probably does. Nobody's listened to that in 30
still
years.
Still happens. Presidents still do weekly.
Right, addresses. But then they turned it into the local also... feed too.
Internet feed.
Right. They actually put it on the internet. Mm-hmm. Trump's like, I'm going to communicate with people in 140 characters. It's almost like the job of the press secretary would put out little statements in the past.
Yes.
Trump does it himself in 140 characters. Sometimes it's crazy.
Yeah.
He's motivated to tweak people and do all this stuff,
and
but this is it.
One of the things too that we've seen effectively is getting the media's attention, not only the media's attention, get the attention of the London mayor. Because now, you know, they're going back and forth.
He's hammering that guy.
He's hammering the crap out of that guy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is now that Trump is using the Twitter is to call out the fake news and what is happening and his plans. And I think we're moving into a media world that is going to cause for more social media.
I'm fascinated by this, and they're going to keep hammering on this. Again, if Trump and the government blocked you from your ability to speak, if the government even blocked you from a private company, like, so if Trump came out and said, I'm blocking you from Twitter access, that potentially could be a violation of the First Amendment and other rights, maybe Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, you could do, multiple ones there.
But like you said, you don't have the right to hear him. So I don't
exactly.
think.
And there's the difference. And you would think that these people, that the Free Speech Institute at Columbia University, blah, 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 would understand that nuanced argument. I mean, you're edumacated, right? I mean, you would know these things, which shows me their real motivation here is to give the business to Trump.
Probably, yeah.
Did Did Obama block anybody?
Yes. Yes, Obama blocked people.
Okay, so where were you then?
And by the way, he blocked them from the POTUS account.
Okay, so where were you on that, right?
I remember that.
All right, so we have some breaking news. We told you earlier about what was going on in Iran where there was a bombing.
There was a terrorist attack, yeah, terrorist in Iran. Attack.
But wasn't it like bomber. A government building?
It was a parliament house.
Parliament house,
okay,
yeah.
The Iran parliament
okay.
house.
And we knew a bomb had gone off or whatever. We're getting some information. According to Iranian state media, if you can trust it completely, 12 people have been killed, 42 wounded in attacks on parliament.
Wow.
12 killed, 42 wounded.
Well, they had a gunfire back and forth. The video
was just hours ago.
Yeah, there was a video on your social media about it. Yeah.
This is a pretty big deal that is happening in Iran.
Right.
How often do you hear about terrorist attacks in Iran? It's like nobody's off.
Why is that, Cal?
It's taken.
Why is it a shocking
you have
in
more
Iran?
Information in the Middle
because
East.
Iran usually, I mean, Iran is more of the funding of, you know, and this
and
is not just
controlled.
What the West thinks. Majority of the Middle East thinks this too. Iran funds a lot of the terrorism that happens. So the fact that ISIS is attacking Iran, well, I mean, they say they're claiming, but there's no proof yet that they are connected. But
there's if you go to DocSuite, there's can you read?
Yeah, I can read.
He tweeted out a picture of the statement by ISIS.
Ago, yeah.
So check if that's
but
correct.
But they took credit on.
Yeah,
they took credit, but you know, they
it
take,
doesn't mean yeah,
yeah
they're
they
gonna
take credit for
it,
a lot
right.
of stuff. So.
Do you think that?
I'm sure. I mean, why wouldn't you? Who's going to prove it, number one? And number two, it creates – part of terror is the fear. So you're like, oh, ISIS got another one. I'd be taking credit for all kinds
Bob,
of stuff.
Take credit for this one. Are you sure?
I would say, wow, you were planning an outdoor activity and it rained today? ISIS takes credit
that
for
was
that.
Us. Yes, we made sure it rained on your picnic.
Damn it, ISIS. Damn it. You know, it's one thing you're killing Muslims over in the Middle East or something like that, but raining on my wedding day.
It was funny because and this is pretty something that we missed. I was looking at the news. It was right after the London Bridge. The UK Twitter took over, and there was satirical making fun of ISIS takes responsibility. And the asset was ISIS takes responsibility, and they were doing the rain, broken toe, broken nail, and they put hashtag ISIS takes responsibility.
That's what I mean.
It was
doing.
Mocking them. It was awesome.
Yesterday I was cooking lunch and I cut my finger.
ISIS.
It wasn't bad, but I think ISIS took responsibility.
Oh, man,
responsibility.
They're out of double stuffed Oreos at the supermarket.
Damn it, ISIS!
Damn it, ISIS!
When will it end? We've got to get tough on this terrorism.
We now control all corporate funding of Oreos.
Son of a bitch in ISIS.
If you want your Oreos, you will succumb to ISIS.
You know what? That may be more effective. I got to tell you, I'm going to get more serious about ISIS if they're controlling the pizza lobby. You know what I mean?
Oh.
We now control 90% of pizza. This is at Real Donald Trump account. I will be nominating Christopher A. Wray, a man of impeccable credentials, to be the new director of the FBI. Details to follow. And Christopher Wray, I mean, it's W-R-A-Y. Christopher Wray, you know.
Oh, yes. I got all his albums, yes.
Yeah, he's a
songwriter or singer?
Yeah, he's a singer, performer. Yeah, I got all his
albums.
Sure,
he's qualified then.
He's very qualified to the FBI.
This is the Morning Blaze.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory that you need to be aware of if you have chronic pain or even less chronic pain, but it's something that is kind of reoccurring depending upon what your lifestyle is, like me when I run and my sciatic will act up. But definitely if you have chronic pain or you know somebody, give them a call at 800-500-8384 and get a quick start pack for just $19.95. You can get that 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95, which will help alleviate that inflammation in your body and get rid of the pain in a natural way. It's not a narcotic that's going to mask the pain. It actually deals with the inflammation to get rid of the pain. You can also check them out online at relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. And again, for $19.95, to be able to deal with that pain once and for all, a small price to pay. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Okay, can you pronounce it?
Yeah, I can pronounce it. It's the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. I mean, in Farsi, he's butchering it, but I guess if we're going to
Well, what are you in Farsi?
Oh,
how do you
why
do, it
do
Farsi?
You in Farsi?
Well, you don't speak Farsi, though, right?
I don't, but I can pronounce the letters.
Okay,
go for
so
it.
So how would you do it in
it's,
Farsi?
It's Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini.
So the K, you got to do it kind of in the back with a hua. Is that it?
Ruhollah Khomeini. You got a Ruhollah.
Can you do that?
Here.
One more time.
Ayatollah. Not Aya. Aya. From back here.
Okay,
Aya.
Keep going. Aya. Keep going. Aya.
Ruhollah.
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 No, now you're rolling your R's like Hispanic.
Not, well, we're not in Puerto Rico.
Okay. That's like saying, like, say something with.
No,
like,
I know.
It's something impossible. I cannot
that's
roll.
Why we're trying to tell you not to roll them, though.
Okay. Okay.
Finally, Khomeini.
Khomeini. I like Khomeini.
You He's like, actually got that down pretty
that sounds
good.
Sounds like a dish. Can I get the Khomeini, please?
I thought that it's fantastic like, today.
Extra Khomeini.
I'm sorry. Use fresh shrimp in that, right?
Yeah.
You don't want an old day old
don't,
shrimp.
Don't get the Khomeini there. It's not really very good. Bad. You want to go down to that place.
All right. Get the tweets in with the hashtag what I learned today. It's hashtag what I learned today at Doc Thompson Show at Real Chris Cruz at Cal79. Let's see. Stinky tweeting. His account is private. White House is government. Don't fall for social capitalist agenda.
Capital S agenda.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I see it even with his government account, you should be able to block people. First of all, there is a, again, safety. Are you allowed to mail anything to the White House?
Well, the example you gave me was the person giving a private speech.
What about a private speech? So can the president go and give a private speech?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
He doesn't have to let every American hear it?
No.
Okay, what if it's not even a national security? Certainly, you could go into a private room for national security and have private conversations. But let's say it is a political speech. Trump just wants to talk to Republican leaders about the party. It has nothing to do with government. Can he do that?
Yes, he absolutely. Can. He's done it plenty of times.
Can he call in 5 random American citizens and have a private conversation with them?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're not privy to everything he says, so why can't you do that on Twitter as well? I think this is actually a pretty big fail when you lay it out. There's more reasons to show this is not a First Amendment issue than reasons to say it is.
That it is, yeah, absolutely. Also, TMB Saddle Tramp, I have heartburn this morning. ISIS takes responsibility for the breakfast taco.
Good, that's right.
Larky Farkin, Tim B, fan number one, Ryle Lantern. If GB had given a pronunciation test during the hiring process, Chris Cruz might have been in trouble.
I got to be honest, I don't think I would have passed with flying colors. There's a few things I fail on. Jeffy right. Definitely would have failed.
Well,
there's
here's
a lot
this
of
one.
Failures.
Shadow also tweeted on. She says, Jeffy's feeling much smarter after that segment.
Yeah. Donna with a really good point. She kind of boiled it down in a really good way about that First Amendment question. Explain how Twitter block prevents anyone from expressing.
Wow.
That's right.
How does being, can you still express? Yes.
Yes, you can.
Good point.
Then no issue, but they're going to try to make it one.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.